I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. A windy day in store for us today. There's a wind advisory that takes effect at 10 and expires at 4 p.m. We'll see a sunny sky, a high of 56. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour this morning will increase to 15 to 20, and then wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour later this afternoon. SIU trustees are meeting in Carbondale this week, where they're expected to hear from Chancellor Carlo Montemagno on his campus reorganization proposal. Montemagno says the changes, including eliminating departments and their chairs, will save money and boost enrollment.
Well, saving money is essentially eliminating a layer of administration, but that's not the real driver. The real driver is to enable an advanced a synergy among the faculty to enable the creation of new programs, new ideas that you couldn't put in place.
Faculty and student groups have pushed back. They say Montemagno's plan is moving too quickly and doesn't represent their needs or the university's mission. But Montemagno says it's necessary to elevate SIUC from a regional institution to a research powerhouse. He hopes to have the changes in place next year. Like many cities, Carbondale is dealing with a reduction in funding from the state. Despite a cash shortfall, the city is optimistic, though, about 2018. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more from the State of the City address.
Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry did not sugarcoat the challenges facing the city and its largest employer, SIU Carbondale.
Our enrollment continues to decline. Our reputation continues to waver.
Still, the mayor told the attendees to remain positive and be careful when online.
Don't take the poisonous bait of social media.
There were some bright spots. For the second year in a row, Carbondale has been recognized as a bike-friendly city, and the mayor mentioned the millions of dollars in free worldwide advertising because of the eclipse.
We couldn't have spent $30 million and gotten this kind of coverage.
Henry also unveiled the new branding logo, which will be used to attract visitors and businesses. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Calling the regulations burdensome, time-consuming, and costly, a Kansas-based energy company withdrew its fracking permit in southeastern Illinois in November. Despite a victory for environmentalists, they're calling for stricter rules for companies that want to drill and shift to solar and wind energy. Jessica Fuyan is the Midwest Director for Food and Water Watch.
There are still companies that are registered as frackers on the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website. We do not want those companies to have an opportunity to begin a new industrial drilling practice when renewables is what we need.
Opponents of fracking say it pollutes groundwater and creates other environmental problems. Supporters say the process is safe and would bring a boost in jobs to depressed areas. We're going to see a sunny and windy day today. I'm Jennifer Fuller.